Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on the Fan. Friday, November 26, 2021, Thanksgiving in the rear view mirror. Hope everyone had a great holiday. If you're like me, hopefully you're coming back to life right now. I was hoping by 2 o'clock I'd be at a place where I was able to address Washington, D.C., the greater D.C. sports fan base that's out there, in a way that was able to somewhat make some sense over the airwaves, because I woke up, it was a rough morning. I didn't drink anything last night. I just feel like I did. Lots of food. That's how you know you're disgustingly fat and you had a really fat day. You have a hard time moving around the next day. Everything in your body just aches. There's pains everywhere. Huge show plan. No Danny today. His vacation continuing. He's coming back from the beach today. I'm going to catch up with Logan Paulson, who studies and watches the games for us, provides film analysis, and is our film critic. How's this defense turned its season around? What is different about this group? It seems like there are a lot fewer plays where they're allowing receivers to get free in the secondary. And the chunk yardage plays that the Washington football team was allowing have dissipated. Logan's going to tell us why. Also on the show today, 425, Michael Sean Duggar, who covers the Seahawks, will scout the opponent, a weekly staple here on Grant and Danny, where we have someone on from the opposing market. They give us all the intel and insight we need on the club that Washington's playing. Monday Night Football is going to be huge. Seahawks coming to town. Washington now has an opportunity. Make fun of my next statement if you'd like to. Their wins over the last 2 weeks in emphatic fashion against Tampa Bay and in Charlotte against Carolina have positioned the football team to be in the postseason conversation. And they have a game on Monday against Seattle at a time when the Seahawks offense is the worst that it has been in years. In fact, I'll go as far as to say there is not a worse offense in the NFL over the last couple of weeks than this one that Washington's playing this week. And I'll ask Michael Sean Duggar how we got there and why that is a thing with Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. You'd think they'd be making some plays. They're not. What on earth is going on with them? You guys know this. I reference this from time to time. When I was on the beat for the 4 years when I covered the football team day in and day out during Mike Shanahan's 4 years, one of the axioms I picked up from him that I still live by was Shanahan always used to say to me when we were talking about like a matchup that weekend or whatever, it is not who you play, it's when you play them. You played Seattle in week one or week two compared to right now. It's a very, very different team. This is when you want to get the Seahawks. That doesn't guarantee you a win. Doesn't mean Washington decidedly will be the better team on Monday night. It's basically a pick 'em game. Odds makers think it's like a 23-23 game going into this thing. But bring them on. I'm excited about it. It's a great showcase, a great opportunity, national TV, for Ron Rivera's bunch to try to string a third straight win together. Then you get the Raiders, who we just saw playing on Thanksgiving Day, beating the Dallas Cowboys, halting a three-game skid. Speaking of Thanksgiving, just the best. Perfectly designed. Wonderful day. You cannot screw it up. The game plan for Thanksgiving is so good that the floor is you executed incorrectly and it was still a touchdown. The day starts with a parade. How many days start with a parade? No bad days. No bad days start with a parade on television. Sitting there with my daughter next to me. We're watching all these little balloons come down the way. Now, you got to get through a ton of Broadway show, sing-along musical stuff that I don't care about. She definitely doesn't care about. But next thing you know, you'll see one of her favorite little characters from Disney or something coming down the strip on the Macy's Day Parade. The whole day is about eating and watching football. Family football and food, the three things I love the most. And the best thing about Thanksgiving is the lack of judgment. Normal day, you eat irresponsibly, someone around you and your family is going to call you on it. Normal day, you got to change your outfit because you're so uncomfortable because you were so gross in your decision-making at the table. Someone's going to let you know you need to start rethinking some things. Not on Thanksgiving. Here's another one. What other day does no one question your decision-making as an adult when you take a nap? Seriously, I can't, maybe it's just me, I can't take a nap without anxiety of feeling like I'm being judged. My wife, my in-laws potentially, like whoever, I don't know. What a lazy guy he is. Why is he going to take a nap? On Thanksgiving, everyone's taking naps. You're just expected to. You're like a kindergartner all over again. It's the best. Hopefully you did the plate correctly. You got some dark turkey meat, maybe a little bit of ham, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, a little crust for texture, stuffing, buy the football helmet full. I did yesterday include some greens. I should let everybody know. Now, when I say that, it was literally four Brussels sprouts. Four. And that's because as I was plating the food, my wife walked by and looked at my plate. And she goes, are you going to eat anything green? And I said, I haven't gotten to the Brussels sprouts yet. Which just meant, oh, so you are going to say something. So I quite literally went over. And you know how you take that big serving spoon and you just use just the tip? So I went just the tip right into the Brussels sprouts and I pulled like one. She's still looking at me. One more. All right, we're going to... Let's just make sure everyone's happy. Let's double it up. Let's go with four. So there were four Brussels sprouts on the plate. And then there were rolls, which I got heat for the rolls. A lot of talking about how you don't need bread with Thanksgiving. I don't know who says that or why they would say that. Bread's important. It's vital. And what you do is you sop up what's left on the plate with the bread. And that's what I did. So you get to the end of your plate. You've pummeled everything on your plate, but there's a little bit of that residue from the potatoes or some cheese from the mac and cheese. You know what goes great with that is that bread. So then you mix it all around, and you could basically eat off that plate again when I hand it back to you. Either put it in the dishwasher or just eat off the plate again, whatever you prefer. But I hope you guys did it right. You only get one shot at it every year. Don't screw it up. And I want to personally thank everybody who sent me a picture of their plate. At Grant H. Paulson on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram, as I had requested. I just enjoy, I know this sounds weird and nerdy, I like the differentiation of styles. Like, I like seeing how different people make different things. Everyone's got their own way. They've been doing it since, you know, their mom and their mom's mom did it. So I kind of like seeing what the plates look like. And as if it wasn't already great, the NFL just keeps making it better. As the NFL tends to do, they've taken over the day. And they've extended it to now three games and three time windows. We got the 12:30 kick, we got the 4:30 kickoff, and we got the 8:30 tilt to end everything last night. A day that, by the way, couldn't have gone better for the Washington football team. You're Ron Rivera and his staff, you're sitting back eating your turkey. You're going, all right, I really want the Raiders to beat the Cowboys. Check. It would be tremendous for our chances, Ron Rivera's thinking. If the Saints could somehow lose this game handily to the Bills. Check. I guess the only thing that didn't go perfectly is you probably would have preferred the Lions get their first win and further damage the Bears, who are on the outside looking in the wild card. Like, they're barely in that in the hunt graphic in the NFC. But who really cares about the Bears? I mean, they're not making the playoffs. They can barely get to 20 points. They can't really move the ball. Matt Nagy is barely holding on to his job, and the only reason they won yesterday was because they were playing the Lions. In fact, why don't we go through all three games really quickly? So 16-14 final for Chicago over Detroit. Cairo Santos booted the game-winning field goal as time expired from 28 yards. I don't understand what the Lions were doing offensively. I understand that their head coach is Dan Campbell, and so he doesn't quite get how football works in 2021. But I don't get how we got to that result yesterday. They came out and threw it on six of their first eight plays on an opening drive that scored a touchdown and spanned 64 yards in seven plays. They didn't have another drive that looked like that the rest of the day, philosophically. Their next drive, after throwing it, six out of eight plays and scoring a touchdown, run, third and 12. Are you kidding me, Dan Campbell? Immediately punted, and they were listless on offense the rest of the day. In fact, they didn't score another touchdown. The only other time they scored was late third quarter. And on that drive, seven plays, they threw it six times and had an identical seven-play, 64-yard touchdown drive. Weird. Weird how that worked. Take those two drives where they were pass dominant out of the equation. They threw it a combined 13 times on seven possessions, and they didn't score another point. What are we doing here, Harry? How do you look yourself in the mirror after that game as a play caller? Whatever. One other thing I want explained as far as the Lions go, what in the heck were they doing on third and four from the 11-yard line at the end of the game? Final couple of minutes. They're under 2 minutes now. Chicago's got the rock, third and four from the Detroit 11. They gave a 6 or a 7 yard cushion for the easiest little conversion at the sticks I've ever seen in my life. And then the Bears just got to run clock until the final second kick. I cannot believe defensively they weren't. Forget playing press coverage. I know that's asking for a lot. Just, I don't know, near the line of scrimmage maybe, or the line to gain would have been nice. Like dropping toward the goal line and giving up the first down. It almost looked purposeful. How do you go a season without winning a game? That play. Rewatch that. Put it on a loop. That's how. So, while Matt Nagy shouldn't feel good about that win, I guess all wins make the turkey taste a little better when you get home, when they come on Thanksgiving. Bears by two. Middle game, Raiders 36, Cowboys 33 in overtime. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to clap real quick. Hold on. You think I'm clapping for the Raiders, don't you? You're wrong. I'm clapping for the stars of the game. The officials! Everybody's here to see you guys. Thanks. Thanks for coming out. 28 penalties in that game. Most in a game since 2016. We got this new thing where a sky judge is watching and monitoring. So when a call is blown, he gets into the ear of the crew chief, so to speak, and he says, hey, you're screwing this up. Change the call. And they do. And it's a great thing. Many years, probably too late, but God bless the league for doing it. I want that person yesterday to get in someone's ear and say, hey, guys, it's time to just put the flags away now. This is too ticky-tack. Let's let these two teams play football. People would like to see the Raiders play against the Cowboys. Not a B-watered-down version of that game because penalties are deciding drives and quarters and possessions over and over and over again. Ross Tucker on the radio call, like 3 minutes into the game, had already seen enough and was saying, this is too ticky-tack. I don't like these calls. These officials are way too involved. That was like 23 penalties from the end of the day. That was like 5 out of 28 in or something like that. And I know the Cowboys didn't have Cooper. They didn't have Lamb. And you're in a shootout, so it's going to be hard to win that game. But you think the Raiders were happy about losing Darren Waller, who's their best weapon, who's the guy that their passing game goes through? He's their number one option. He's more important to them than either Amari Cooper or CeeDee Lamb is to the Cowboys. Period. And that doesn't mean he's better than those two guys, but I'm telling you, in terms of the amount of pages in the playbook that matter less when you lose one player, there are way more pages that get torn out for Waller than those other two guys, any one of the two. Derek Carr still threw for 373. Still played interception-free football. Nobody cared because he was Derek Carr. They were too busy telling us how great Dak Prescott was. who had the same stat line. And Dak Prescott was great, by the way, but he's the only one that's allowed to be said was great because Derek Carr went for 373, and we have to act like, he got lucky or the officials did it. I'm not really sure. You're either a made man or you're not at quarterback. Derek Carr, not a made man. He was throwing to Hunter Renfro. That guy plays right field for Boston, I think. 8 catches for 134 yards. DeSean Jackson had his first big game for the Raiders, 3 for 102. Has there ever been a more DeSean Jackson stat line than that, by the way? 3 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown. That is the DeSean Jackson stat line. Zay Jones, 7 targets, 5 grabs, 60 yards. I thought he was good. Raiders in overtime, 36-33 winners. Dallas's defense is showing some cracks right now, aren't they? Your boy was all about the Cowboys defense early. I felt really good about the progress they'd made. They're now 27th in the league in yards per play. They're 24th against the pass, and they're not getting pass rush with some of the injuries they've suffered. They're 19th in the league in sacks per pass attempt. They can be had. Washington's got 2 games against them coming up. But maybe the biggest storyline as far as the football team out of this game is you play the Raiders 9 days or so from right now, next Sunday in Vegas, and they may not have Darren Waller after that injury. They are a way easier team to game plan for and to play against if he's not going to be on the field. Game couldn't have gone better for them. I'm not rooting for injuries or anything like that. I'm just saying Dallas loses and Waller might not be available when you play them. I mean, that's filling out the bingo card. I don't want to spend a lot of time on Bills Saints because I think it was pretty simple what happened last night in the 31-6 win for Buffalo. Congratulations to Bills fans. They woodshedded New Orleans. Some people will say the Bills got right. I'm not one of those people. This was a Saints are terrible game. Either the Bills played really well or New Orleans was that bad. This was a New Orleans was that bad game. I think they might actually be cooked, depending on when they get healthy. I mean, the Saints, I like to use the phrase taking on water. They have sunken at this point. Now, maybe we could pull a Wendy Peppercorn squint scene and dive into the pool and bring them out and give them mouth-to-mouth or something, and they could be back in the mix a week or two from now. They play Dallas this coming week. I think they'll lose. Not sure who they have on the schedule after that. But this is not just about no Jameis Winston. Trevor Siemian's not particularly good, and it was a downgrade. But they don't have Kamara. They don't have Ryan Ramczyk, who's a great tackle. They don't have another starting offensive lineman. They don't have Michael Thomas. Haven't had him all year. So you have Trevor Siemian, which in and of itself might be an issue. He's a backup. And he's throwing to Lil Jordan Humphrey and Traquan Smith. By the way, I love the name Lil Jordan Humphrey. It's one of my favorites. But that's who he's throwing to? That's what we're doing? Okay. Weird that you're not going to beat Buffalo. Your lead back was Tony Jones. Who is that person? If Tony Jones walked into the studio right now and said, "Hey, man, I'm Tony Jones. CK said Danny's out and he wants me to host with you." I would say, who are you? I played for the Saints last night. You're the guy that had 27 yards on 16 carries. That was you. Have a seat, man. Let's talk ball. That's how that conversation would go. So, yes, the Bills were pretty good. Josh Allen threw 4 touchdowns. He almost threw 3 interceptions. He threw 2 of them. This was the Saints were bad. This was not the Bills are fixed. They still can't run the ball 24 times for 70 yards. At least they tried to in this game. Normally they don't do that. But the football was wonderful as it always is. I got a solo stove, which is like a fire pit that's designed in the 2020s to take away all of the hassle of fire pits and just make it really easy to enjoy yourself burning wood outside. And I pulled out the 55-inch flat screen, set it up on a table. Little wireless connection with the DirecTV, fire pit, perfect. Best day in a long, long time. And it's my sincerest hope that you guys all enjoyed yourself as well. Grant and Danny, no Danny today here on the Fan, simulcasting on the Team 980 as well. Let's do this. We got Logan Paulson coming up at 3. Get to the bottom of the Washington football team's defensive renaissance over these last couple weeks. But I want to know if people have a feel for how badly Seattle's playing right now. I don't know if people quite have an appreciation for how ugly things have gotten for the Seahawks offense. So we will run through some of the numbers next ahead of Monday Night Football. Grant Paulson with you on Grant and Danny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we feel like every team we've lost to, we've been able to play against and play with, and we were talking in the locker room. Just you know, there's still belief in us, you know, without a doubt, and what we can do. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. It's going to be possible too, and so that's what we realize. It's still possible, you know. And so for us, I think you have to have the right mindset. You have to have the right belief. There is no other thought and other choice.
That's Russell Wilson, quarterback of 3-7 Seattle. They'll be flying cross-country to Washington to take on the football team on Monday night coming up to conclude Week 12. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. No Danny today on The Fan. We're your home every single Monday for Terry McLaurin at 4 o'clock. Now, I will say this coming Monday, because the fellas play Monday night, he will not be on the show. He will be on Tuesday. We have him on the day after the game. So Tuesdays with Terry. We will have him at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Make sure you're listening then. We're also your home for John Carlson of the Capitals every single Wednesday at 3:30. We had Carly on this past Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving 2 days ago, and then he buried a goal and had an assist in the first couple of minutes of the game. So I'm not saying we gave him that good luck, but I am also saying that we did provide for him everything he needed to go out and get those 2 points. The Capitals are in action tonight. They play today and Sunday. This is actually, I don't even know if it's sneaky, but it's one of the best days, and it's one of the best weekends of the sports calendar right after Thanksgiving. Because you got a bunch of college football and college basketball games all day today, matinee style, because it's technically a holiday. Only some of us work today. And hopefully if you're in the car riding around, picking groceries up, doing whatever you got to do for the weekend, you tune us in throughout the afternoon here on The Fan. But Saturday, great college football. This weekend specifically, you got rivalries all over the place. It's your big rivalry weekend. Ohio State playing Michigan at noon on Fox tomorrow. Oklahoma State's hosting Oklahoma, 7 versus 10. That game's nationally televised on ABC tomorrow. The Iron Bowl, Alabama and Auburn, 3:30 kickoff tomorrow. Notre Dame at Stanford, 8 p.m. on Fox. Notre Dame's the number 6 ranked team in the land. So that all happens on Saturday with the Wizards playing college basketball. Obviously, Duke and Gonzaga playing this weekend, college hardwood. It's just a great couple of days to have a lot of couch time. Just sit down on your butt, be lazy, eat leftovers, and watch sport. Why not? For those of you asking about the bet we made with Ryan, who is our assistant producer on Grant and Danny, fear not. Ryan did lose the bet. I know there was a little nerves at some point yesterday that maybe the Lions were going to win, but he bet on the Lions. And so that means you're inevitably going to lose your bet. And so he does have to dress like a clown on Tuesday. And that means face paint. That means red nose. That means big oversized shoes. That means some type of wig. It's going to be a lot of fun for us. We're going to walk around here in Southeast D.C. We're going to go out to lunch. And he's going to have to be dressed like a clown. Because he decided, for some reason, and I'll never understand why, to come to us to offer that bet. I mean, Darius, you can confirm this. This is not just me blowing smoke. He literally goes, guys, I have an idea. I'm so confident in Jared Goff and the Lions that I've got an idea for a bet. And then he just proceeded to throw out there that if they lost, he would dress like a clown.
Now, if I remember correctly, he actually came in studio and talked to you guys about it first. I literally didn't know about it until we went on air that next segment.
Neither did Danny, because remember, Danny was at the beach.
You're right.
So he walked in and he says to me he wanted to make this bet. I said, I want you to think about it for a few minutes. When we come back from break, we'll discuss it. He didn't think about it. Me saying think about it meant don't do this. Why would you do this? He just doubled down and decided that not only did he want to do it, but he raised the stakes even more.
Well, he raised the stakes, all right. He's going to pay the price.
Now, he will not do it Monday because you and I are going to be at FedEx Field.
Correct.
We need to be able to enjoy this and watch this.
I don't want to miss a second of it.
We need to go out to lunch with him. We want to take videos, pictures. You know, I haven't gotten to meet a real-life clown in a long time.
Making that walk down Half Street to go to lunch somewhere is just going to be glorious.
It's going to be one of my favorite walks I've made in a long time, and I don't make many walks that I like. So, yes, Tuesday. Make sure you're tuned in to all the 106.7 The Fan social channels, at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. Danny will be back, so Funny Danny on those accounts. And we will keep the content coming from our buddy Ryan, who will be dressed like a clown. All right, so Russell Wilson was just talking there coming into this segment. Here's what I wanted to do is just try to get everyone up to speed on how bad the Seahawks have been lately. I don't know if there's a true understanding of what this team has become. When we scout the opponent coming up at 4:30, 2 hours from now, I'm going to ask this question, but it is starting to look like either Pete Carroll or Russell Wilson will be gone next year. Both of them cannot remain with this team. That's at least the way the local media is portraying this. It's kind of got that old school wrestling WWE, we're going to have a match and the loser has to retire vibe. Remember when Vince McMahon used to do that? This thing's off the rails for the Seahawks. So they lost 23-13 to Arizona this past week. In that game, they scored a garbage time touchdown. They had 6 points in the part of the game that mattered. Russell Wilson with garbage time, moving the ball with ease against a defense that was lax, completed 14 passes for 200 yards. They weren't able to run the ball. They're without Chris Carson, season-ending surgery. Rashad Penny's been on and off of the injury list. He was limited in practice again yesterday. That was as good as it's been lately. You go back the week before that, they got shut out for the first time in the Russell Wilson tenure. In that game, with plenty of garbage time, mind you, Wilson threw for a 161. No touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They ran the ball with running backs 11 times for 43 yards. Their leading receiver was a tight end. In that game, DK Metcalf had 3 catches for 26 yards, and Tyler Lockett had 2 for 23. Those are good players. Those are upper echelon weapons, at times elite talents at wide receiver. How are they not more involved? How is this so broken? This past week in that Cardinals game, Lockett went for 115 yards on 4 catches. Metcalf was held to 7.5 yards per catch. He had 31 yards in the game. Something is not right with this group right now. It's broken. And so the question is, you're trying to figure out, first of all, what's wrong and how do they fix it? And can they do it before they take on the Washington football team on Monday Night Football? But the fact is, if you just look at how things have gone for the Seahawks, it's not just the last couple weeks. This is really almost a year's worth of action where he has been down, where this team has been bad on offense. And this was chronicled really well in The Athletic. And I'll go through some of the numbers here just to better make my case. But remember, he wanted a different style of offense where they threw it more on first down so that he could be, you know, more involved and so that he could, as they say, let Russ cook. I hate that saying. I think it's ridiculous and overused. They've done that. It hasn't worked. He wanted a different offensive coordinator, supposedly was heavily involved in bringing in Waldron, Shane Waldron. He liked him a lot. It's been terrible. Like, at some point, Russell Wilson can't just keep pointing fingers. It's this guy, it's that guy, it's my line. And I like Russell Wilson. He's a top five quarterback in the NFL over the last close to 10 years. Right now, this second, not even close. He has had a bad season. So here are some of the numbers, right? They're 3-7 right now. You guys know that. From the Athletic piece. Full 17-game regular season spanning two offensive coordinators. The time frame dates back to 2020, week 9 against Buffalo. So you're going back a little over a calendar year ago. The Seahawks in that time are an 8-9 team in 17 games, full regular season now. They've averaged plus 2.9 expected points added. They call it EPA. Don't get lost in the nerdery. Don't you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Just follow me for a second. I'm going somewhere, I promise you. So, the Seahawks, if you look at defense, they have been league average, plus 0.5 EPA in that time. 17 games, average defense, file that aside. On special teams, they have been plus 3 in EPA, as I mentioned, which would lead the NFL in most seasons, okay? So, you're talking about a 17-game slate here, going back to the middle of last year where they've been number 1 on special teams and middle of the pack, you know, right around the 13-16 area on defense. On offense during that time, where you've got a very high-paid quarterback and weapons, they have been minus 3 points on average, EPA, expected points added. This is just Russell Wilson's last 17 starts. This is not the Geno Smith nonsense. That EPA, that offensive ranking, is about the same as the 2019 Denver Broncos, who had Joe Flacco, Drew Locke, and Brandon Allen at quarterback. It was a really bad offense with terrible quarterbacks, and so you'd expect it to be bad. In their last 17 games under Russell Wilson, they're averaging about 21 points per game. That's below league average. In that time, they've lost to Colt McCoy-led teams twice. They've led to a Rams team that was quarterbacked by John Wolford. They've had games they barely won by a field goal over C.J. Beathard and by 5 points at FedEx Field last year against Dwayne Haskins. You know about Wilson versus Carroll, right? That goes back to the offseason. But as they've been butting heads more and more, Wilson keeps saying, you got to let me throw it on first down. We got to stop running it so much. Well, they've passed 56% of the time on early downs in the first 28 minutes of the last 17 games Russell Wilson has started. That ranks top 10 in the NFL in what Russell Wilson and all of his, you know, pundits and all these people say. Well, the problem with Seattle is they don't let Russell Wilson do this. They don't let him cook. You need to give him the pan and the spatula. He has the spatula. They've given him the spatula. They've given him the pan. It hasn't worked. He's involved in the hiring of Waldron, as they point out in The Athletic. Their offense is worse. You've lost to a Cardinals team this year without Murray, Hopkins, and Watt. Double-digit point margin, 23-13. They have failed to exceed 17 points in 4 of his 5 starts this year. The offense is bad, and he's not playing well. You're getting them at a time you want them. But here's my question. How confident are you about this game? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Monday Night Football just around the corner. Washington's at home. Seattle's coming cross country. You win, and you're in a real good spot to continue your push for the playoffs. What's your level of confidence, 1 to 10, that the football team takes advantage and keeps Seattle down, kicks them while they're down? That's what we'll get into next on Grant and Danny. Logan Paulson joins me at the top of the hour. And at 3:25 today, we'll take a dive into some of the college action this weekend that's going to be worth watching. You're listening to The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, where we are is we've got a challenge that we're facing that we've got to turn, and we want to turn this thing as fast as we can. All resources, you know, obviously being tapped into. There'll always be some subtle adjustments that we do to try to make some changes and get better. And really, everybody was really accountable and did a nice job in owning it and being responsible for the change too. And so it's a, you know, how positive can it be? I don't know after this, but. The guys are really turning to doing things right and getting better like this week.
That's the voice of Pete Carroll getting his team ready to play against Washington if the Seahawks can beat the football team. And it's a pick'em game, right? It's a toss-up at this point. Very much could see that happening. They'd be tied with the football team. They'd be on the outside looking in, but they would absolutely have a shot still at the last wild card. Because as we've been saying all season on Grant and Danny, there's going to be a 9-8. Probably, maybe even an 8-9 team that gets into the playoffs in that 7 seed, depending on how things go with tiebreakers down the stretch. Welcome back. You're listening to G&D, and however you're doing so today, we appreciate it. We're obviously on the flagship here on 106.7 The Fan. We're in Richmond day in and day out, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. You can listen to us coast to coast on the Odyssey app, and today we're also simulcasting on the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. I think I could get used to the AM thing for this reason, Darius. It gives me a little more bass in my voice. See, your boy needs that. Some people are born with voices for radio, as they say. I wasn't one of those people. I never smoked, never really drank coffee. We can't all be Earl Forsey and just sound silly every time we open our mouths. But I could get used to the extra bass that I get from AM radio, for sure. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the matchup on Monday Night Football? Washington's playing a Seahawks team that just doesn't score a whole lot. They've had one game where they scored more than 20 points since October 3rd. Those are the types of games you're going to be in. If it takes 20 or 23 to win, that's the kind of game Washington's been able to mess around and find a way in this season. Chris is in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
Grant, so are you working from the comforts of your home today?
I'm not. Your boy came in studio to hang out with my pal, Darius.
Wow. What a trooper. What a commitment to the bit. I respect it. Listen, I'd love to give a big Texas Billy Bob size tan, Mrs. Davis, in my confidence, but I'm deducting 1 point for – actually, I'm deducting 2 points for primetime television.
Makes sense.
I'm deducting another point for playing an actually competent quarterback.
Yep.
Which they have trouble with. And I'm also deducting another point for DK Metcalf, who is a mutant human being who, you know, is just a specimen and can break a game at any point.
So my math says you're a 6 out of 10.
Six. I mean, I got them winning the game, but largely because I think the problem with Seattle's offense is they don't have a reliable running game. And I don't mean, you know, they don't need to have beast mode back or something like that. But they just don't have a running back that can last healthy for more than four quarters.
True. And I'll say this, Chris, too. Appreciate you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, man. Hopefully you guys had a great holiday. There's really no respect for that running game at this point, right? Like, you're just pinning your ears back because Alex Collins isn't about to go ham on you, right? Rashad Penny is not about to take over and dominate you. So I totally understand that lack of a running game has absolutely hurt them. And more than anything else, you just need to be able to run it enough so that teams respect it, and they haven't necessarily done that, and their personnel is dissipated at that position. But yeah, there is something to be said for Wilson's track record almost being worth a 1 point deduction. Let's go to Paul in Southern Maryland. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So listening to your monologue about Russell Wilson, a question popped up in my mind. So to answer your question, I think if Washington plays the way they're capable of playing and the way we've been watching them play the past two games, I think we win handily. However, in your opening, you said that Russell was having a poor season. And I think since the injury in week five, he hasn't quite picked up yet. I think that he rushed himself back from an injury. He's not 100% yet. But he's been doing it not just this season, which is why they don't have a very good run game, but for the past couple seasons with zero offensive line. They're atrocious.
Agreed.
So that being said, I think he's still a marquee quarterback. But with the wheels seemingly falling off in Seattle, Pete Carroll going to be looking for a job, I believe, at the end of the season.
But there was a time, Paul, when he elevated above some of the issues around him, and he's not doing that now. And it's not just because of the post-injury finger. I mean, he hasn't consistently. I just went through 17 games dating back to a year ago with Russell Wilson. They're a below-average offense, and they barely score 20 points. Now, you could blame it all on the offensive line. Okay. We don't do that with other quarterbacks. We just say that they're not good enough to overcome, that they don't make people around them better. So I don't know that we should necessarily give him a pass when he's one of the worst-rated QBs on third down in the league, and it's not like he doesn't have some weapons to throw the ball to. He's got last three games, one touchdown, three picks, and in his last four games he's thrown for 149, 152, 161, and 207. So you could say it's an offensive line issue. Fine. I'll have a better feel after I watch him for four quarters this week. He is not doing that much. He has struggled. That's my point. They're there, man. They're ready. Go take it. You're catching them at the right time. Let's talk to Logan Paulson next. We'll get to Logan top of the hour and try to figure out how this Washington defense has figured it out. Also, if you get Samuel and Thomas back, what will that do in the passing game? You're listening to Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.